daily sportscast and Falcon coverage sponsored in part by Midwest One Bank, proud to support our community's hometown tour. See Midwest One in Parkersburg for simply better banking and get the personal attention you can, well, bank on. MidwestOne.bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Voss Studio, your home for senior pictures for the graduating class of 2022. Have professional portraits with unique settings, backdrops, and props. Call them today in Austinville or check out the Voss Studio Facebook page. And by the Parkersburg Pharmacy, your home for fall decor, greeting cards for all occasions, and so much more. And the Halloween candy, decorations, and costume accessories are out at your locally owned and operated Parkersburg Pharmacy.
Live KQCR Sports are supported in part by It's harvest season, so let Kessley Electric help you keep your electric motors going on your dryers, augers, grain bins, and more. They offer parts, repair, and motor replacement at Kessley Electric Motor Service. Recuperate after a procedure or illness in Maple Manor's newly renovated Rehab to Home wing. They take care of everything so you can focus on recovering to get back home. Contact Elizabeth at Maple Manor Village for details. The Peppercorn Pantry, part of Applington's Chocolate Walk and Holiday Open Houses, November 4th through the 6th. The event kicks off that Thursday the 4th with Ladies Night, with Mary Meyer and the gals at the Peppercorn. And do you have aches and pains from fall yard cleanup, field work, or exercise? Doctors Adam Hogestrott and Jason Eller at Parkersburg Chiropractic can help alleviate your issues the natural way. See Parkersburg Chiropractic today.
Good evening and welcome into the Meet the Team show. It's the AP Falcon football team edition of the program, and we're excited to have you along for the ride tonight right here on 98.9 KQCR, streaming live at the Radio On The Go app as well as the KQCR stream at radioonthego.com. I'm your host, Jeff Ramin. We're excited to get to all of our chats with every player on the Falcon roster as well as a coach or two and head coach Alex Pollock to round out the show. We'll step aside and get right to the program, but first want to talk a little bit about the upcoming game on Friday night. You can listen to the Falcons battling Columbus Catholic in Waterloo on Friday right here on 98.9 KQCR. The game will kick off at 7 o'clock. Our pregame coverage will begin at 6:15. AP is 5-3 on the season, winners of two out of their last three games, and Columbus Catholic is 6-2 this year. They fell in the season opener and also fell to ranked Beckman Catholic in the mid portion of the season, and we're excited to hear from both head coaches on our pregame coverage and talk to Coach Pollock later in this program about his thoughts on the tough team out east in Columbus Catholic. That game kicks off at 7 on Friday night. The Meet the Team show kicks off after this brief break. You're listening to the AP Falcon Football Meet the Team program right here on 98.9 KQCR.
Sports coverage on the Q is thanks in part to your Pioneer sales rep, Josh Peters at Peters Crop Solutions, your trusted partner wishing all farmers a safe and successful harvest. That's from Peters Crop Solutions of Applington, with you from the word go. Your local Unity Point Clinic in Parkersburg, where the flu shot is now available. For your annual influenza vaccine, please schedule your appointment by calling Unity Point Clinic, Parkersburg, 346-2331. One deductible is a game changer when it comes to your insurance. See Dennis Jungling, your local Farm Bureau agent, to bundle your home, farm, and vehicles together in a single policy with one deductible for everything. That's at Jungling Farm Bureau and Allison. And from Highview Animal Hospital, see Drs. Tom Pollock and Heather Schneider for fall calf and cow work. And remember, their boarding kennels for the holidays fill up fast. So see Highview Animal Hospital between Applington and Parkersburg.
AP live sports coverage and daily sportscast year-round brought to you in part by The Mill. Hiring full-time and part-time positions, The Mill at the intersections of Highway 14 and 20 is an equal opportunity employer. And right now, Arby's at The Mill has classic beef and cheddar and roast beef sandwiches, two for $6. Dumont Telephone Company. More and more people in Parkersburg have super fast fiber optic internet from Dumont Telephone. Do you? For home or business, you'll love the high-speed, super reliable connection. Contact Dumont Telephone Company today. Iowa State Bank, wishing all farmers a safe and successful harvest season. From an ag loan to a cup of coffee, they are proud to be a farmer's friend. Iowa State Bank, Clarksville, Kessley, and Parkersburg. And hey, Parkersburg, Third Street Grill is opening next week in downtown Parkersburg. You ask for it, and it's back. Breakfast all day, plus lunch specials. Look for Third Street Grill, opening next week, downtown Parkersburg.
Right back with you on 98.9 KQCR tonight. Jeff Ramin and the Meet the Falcons program. AP has punched their ticket to the postseason. It's time to meet the Falcon football team. 5-3 the overall mark, and they'll match up with Columbus Catholic on the road tomorrow night. Joined by five different freshmen now on this roster. We'll get started by chatting with Corbin Spargrove. And Corbin, who are your parents?
Dom and Angie Spargrove.
And tell me about this season for you. How long have you been playing football, and what does it mean to be a part of the Falcon football program?
Ever since flag football, and it's just a great feeling.
What about some highlights for you this season? I know you got a lot of guys to look up to on this team. What win this season out of the five you guys have had so far really sticks out to you as a lot of fun?
Osage.
And why Osage?
It was just a tough game that we conquered.
Tough, hard-fought game indeed. Now we'll chat with another freshman, Gavin Bernard. And Gavin, who are your parents?
Perry and Adrian Bernard.
And take me through kind of your season as well. Let's talk about a senior on this team that you really look up to. Who's somebody that comes to mind there?
I look up to Cale Ryard because he's able to play so many positions, and whenever he's asked to do something new, he's able to do it right away.
And you're part of a fun freshman class here also. Among the freshmen, who's the fastest on the team?
Probably our lineman, Jackson Mulder.
All right. So moving on here to Adrian Huseman, who's also a freshman. And Adrian, who are your parents?
Nate Huseman and Stephanie Ells.
And what about you for memories this year? What really sticks out? Doesn't have to be your favorite game, but it could be practice for a memory this year. What's something you won't forget about this season?
Probably just being in the atmosphere of the Jessup and Osage game, because they're both teams that we were picked to lose against, and we pulled out the victory, and it was just amazing.
And what do you learn from the coaches? How have you grown as a football player so far this year?
They've taught us to play till the fourth quarter, never give up, and try our best at all times.
A lot to look forward to, and it's fun to be part of a playoff football team. We'll now move on to another freshman here, Sam Reintz. And Sam, who are your parents?
Dan and Katie Reintz.
It's great to have you on the show, Sam. And take me through this season for you among your freshman teammates. Who's somebody that you really learn a lot from that's a freshman this year?
You can learn a lot from everybody on the team. It's just everybody has their own kind of thing that they want to give you as advice.
And Sam, for you, if you were to talk about maybe the most competitive person on the team, who would that be?
Competitive person on the team? Gage Johnson.
All right, all good answers there. And now we'll talk to our last freshman here among this group of five, and that'll be the freshman Ty Luring. Ty, who are your parents?
Chris and Alicia Luring.
It's great to have you on the show as well. Let's talk about the losses this year for the team. You guys have had three losses. Of those three, which one really kind of springboarded you to more success this year?
I think our loss to Dyke really springboarded us, because we kept up with them until like the third quarter, and then we started going downhill, so we know that we can keep up with big teams like that.
Talk to me about practice this week. How is everybody's mood? And among the guys that are out there going to be mixing it up on Friday night, how are they responding to being in the postseason?
I think everybody's really hyped up. Freshmen, sophomores, all grades are really moving up to varsity, and we look like we're going to have a great team.
Looking forward to Friday night's game. You can listen to the Battle with the Sailors on KQCR, 7 o'clock the kickoff time, 6:15 pregame coverage. That's our first round of freshmen here from Parkersburg. Gavin Bernard, Corbin Spargrove, Adrian Huseman, Ty Luring, as well as Sam Reintz. We're back with more after these messages.
Sports on the Q is thanks in part to Wood Vision Clinics, a great source for your second, third, or fourth set of eyeglasses. Wood Vision Clinics have a huge selection to meet all your needs. Stop and shop today, Iowa Falls, Parkersburg, and Hampton. Tobage Drainage of Parkersburg. Now that we've had rain, how do your fields drain? If you need farm tile repair, or if you're planning for a project after harvest, contact Kevin at Tobin Drainage of Parkersburg, 319-269-2412. Enjoy delicious burgers, tenderloins, chicken sandwiches, salads, and more at Matt's Grill. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 3:30 p.m. to close. Matt's Grill and Bar, great food, awesome atmosphere, Highway 57 in Parkersburg. And by Campbell Melama, your source for both buying or selling a home or property in the listening area. as well as your insurance coverages. See Campbell Melama Insurance and Real Estate in Parkersburg.
Right back with you on 98.9 KQCR. Jeff Ramin with you on your Thursday night as we're getting you prepped and ready for the AP Falcon football team in the playoffs tomorrow night against Columbus Catholic. But now it's the Meet the Team program. We're chatting with three more freshmen now. We'll start out chatting with Keegan Bullis. And Keegan, welcome to the show. And who are your parents?
My parents are Justin Bullis and Leanne Rankin.
I'm sure it's a lot of fun to be a part of this team this year. Five wins, three losses. You guys seem to be playing your best football right now heading into the postseason. What has practice been like this week for you?
Practice, you know, the mood's been great and everyone's really into it. And, you know, everyone's pretty hyped up about being into the postseason and we're all ready.
Talk to me about growing up in this football community. I know a lot of young men here, Applington, Parkersburg, surrounding areas, always dream of putting on the red and being a part of the Falcon football program. How long have you been playing, and how special is it to be a part of this group?
I've been playing since third grade, and ever since third or fourth grade, it's really been an honor to put on the Falcon uniform and just go out there and play.
A lot to look forward to here. You're just a freshman, so you got three different classes to look up to here with AP. Talk to me about a junior or senior on the team that you really look up to and would like to be like in the years to come.
Junior I really look up to is Aiden Junker, as he brings a lot of different utilities to the team and is really an all-around great player.
A lot to look forward to there, and that's our first freshman of this particular segment, Keegan Bullis. And now we'll take a look and chat with Gage Johnson, who's also a freshman. Gage listed as an offensive lineman and linebacker on the team. Gage, who are your parents?
My parents are Terry and Michelle Johnson.
You got a good group and a good defense here this season. I know that you're listed here as a linebacker. So a lot of guys on that defensive unit so far that are pretty fearless, I think, for the Falcons. Who do you look up to defense-wise on this team?
I look up to Joe Johnson because he's really good D-end, and he just pursues through about anything.
Talk to me about the wins this year. You guys have had five. 5-3 the record. You're going to the postseason. Of the five wins, so it's going to be East Marshall, Central Springs, South Hardin, Jessup, and Osage. Which one of those do you guys think you played your best game in so far this year?
I think it was Jessup because they ranked, like, number 10 in, like, 1A or something.
Big win earlier this year against the Jessup Jayhawks, and now we'll chat with our third member of this segment. That's number 81, freshman Mason Ritter, tight end, defensive end here for the Falcons. And Mason, who are your parents?
Jeff and Amanda Ritter.
You're a guy with some big size for just a freshman. How does that kind of help you kind of go into practice and be able to compete with the older guys on this team?
It helps a lot, especially going against somebody like Joe Johnson, who's probably one of our strongest kids on our team. And it also just helps out everybody. Like, it makes everybody better.
And I know Joe is one of the statistical leaders on the team, but is he one of the guys you look up to among the juniors and seniors on this team?
Considering that he plays my position as well on defense, I think yes.
A lot to look forward to there. And so let me ask you this other question here, just in regards to your teammates. Who's the funniest person on the team, whether it be in practice or on the way home from a fun ball game?
I don't know. For sure.
Up for debate there, so we'll kind of let that one stew for a moment. But let's talk about losses this year then. Among the three losses that you guys have had, obviously one that was disappointing in the season opener, but which one of those three losses do you think really helped this team in the long run?
I think Denver helped out a lot. You could see after the game that everybody was super emotional afterwards, and I think that drove them to be playing better than their best game now.
AP 5-3. They'll set their sights on a matchup on the road against Columbus Catholic tomorrow night, 7 o'clock kickoff. You can listen to the game right here on the queue. That's three more freshmen on the show, Mason Ritter, Keegan Bullis, as well as Gage Johnson. We're back with more chats with our AP Falcon football players, playoff-bound Falcons, on 98.9 KQCR.
Sports on the queue is courtesy of these and other Falcon radio friends. Highway 57 Ford, who reminds you their Blue Oval Service Department services all makes and models of vehicles. Get your car or truck in today for winterization by the team at Highway 57 Ford. Call 346-1026. Innovative Ag Services, farmer's source for all your farm fertilizers, including Fall Applied Anhydrous. They have your LP needs covered too. At Innovative Ag Services, locations in Austinville, Cleves, and Faulkner. And by Harkin Lumber, helping you get your projects done before winter. Plan ahead for your building, remodeling, or repair ideas, and get the supplies you need and a little Harkin know-how from the Harkin Boys in Applington at Harkin Lumber.
We're back on 98.9 KQCR, chatting with a pair of Falcon football players. We're joined now by Kellen Reince, who's a freshman on the team, and Brody Scanlon, who's a senior on the Falcon football team. We'll start out talking with Kellen. Kellen, who are your parents?
My parents are Joel and Brandy Reince.
How fun is this for you this season to be a part of this Falcon football team? I know a lot of people really grow up wanting to be a part of this team.
Yeah, it's been fun. Met a lot of new people.
And talk to me about your positions here, wide receiver and cornerback. I know you got a lot of skilled players at both of those positions here. One of them, Caden Hutton, just had a really big year. What do you kind of take away from what he's able to do on the field?
Yeah.
So a lot of fun there for Caden. And Kellen, if you're talking about the mood around the team this year, how is everybody doing this week preparing for Columbus Catholics? Everybody seem like they're pretty ready for a good game Friday?
Yeah, we're focused and we're ready to play our best.
A lot to look forward to. Tomorrow's game, Columbus Catholic on the road. And we'll chat now with Brody Scanlon, who's a senior. Brody, welcome to the show. And who are your parents?
David and Angela.
And Brody, tell me about your involvement with the football team. You're a senior, so you're one of the leaders out there. How fun has this been for you to be a part of this team's season? And you guys are going to the playoffs.
We're a good team in the our offense is good, too. And
a lot to look forward to this year. And Brody, let's talk about you playing football. How long have you been playing football, and how much do you enjoy it?
4 years.
All right, so a lot of fun there. And favorite position, favorite memories? I know you had a big touchdown last season, and you were on the field last week also. And what's your favorite part about football?
We touched down there.
Yeah, it's been fun, I'm sure, being a part of this Falcon football program. Lastly, take me through what it means to you to be a senior on the team. You've got a lot of guys that look up to you in the senior class. What's kind of the overall mood this week? And do you think you can go ahead and beat the Sailors on Friday?
Yeah. Have our guys in our quarterback have seen to a touchdown.
All right, well, we're looking forward to it Friday night. That is Brody Scanlon and Kellen Reince. We appreciate the time, guys, and go get them Friday. We're back with more of the show after these messages on 98.9 KQCR.
Daily sportscast and Falcon coverage sponsored in part by Midwest One Bank, proud to support our community's hometown tour. See Midwest One in Parkersburg for simply better banking and get the personal attention you can, well, bank on. Midwest1.bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Voss Studio, your home for senior pictures for the graduating class of 2022. Have professional portraits with unique settings, backdrops, and props. Call them today in Austinville or check out the Voss Studio Facebook page. And by the Parkersburg Pharmacy, your home for fall decor, greeting cards for all occasions, and so much more. And the Halloween candy, decorations, and costume accessories are out at your locally owned and operated Parkersburg Pharmacy.
We're back on 98.9 KQCR. It's the Meet the Falcons program here on your Thursday night. Now time to chat with another pair of Falcon football players. We'll start by chatting with sophomore Kale Stotler. And Kale, who are your parents?
Dusty and Bobby Stotler.
And Kale, just a sophomore on the team this year, 6'1", 180 is kind of your listed playing weight, but it seems like you got on the field a lot earlier this year and able to mix it up with the varsity guys. Just tell me about a memory or two that'll stand out to you from this season.
One of the best memories I have is the first time that I actually got a reception. That felt great. And then, I don't know, just being out there with the guys, being part of the team, something special. So,
I know a lot of people kind of dream, especially around this area, to be part of this football program. You guys are 5-3. Of the five wins you've had so far this year, maybe take me through one of those that you thought was really just well done, something where the team played really, really well in throughout the whole game.
I feel like the Osage game, coming off the loss from Union, that I feel like we played really strong in the Osage game, And considering that we had lost to them last year, I feel like that was a really big driving point to make us work harder and be the better team than we have been in past years.
Big win over Osage in week two. The Falcons, since that time, have taken down Jessup as well as South Hardin, Central Springs, and East Marshall. That's Cale Stotler, who is a sophomore. And now we'll turn the page and talk to a freshman, number 10, Caleb Campbell. Caleb, who are your parents?
Chad and Tracy Campbell.
And I'm sure it's a blast for you this year to be involved with the program, listed as a quarterback and a defensive back. Let's talk about Gavin Thomas. How impressive is it what he's been able to do as just a sophomore this year?
Yeah, it's awesome to see him out there because I grew up a good friend of Gavin's. Just watching him go out there and kick butt out there with the older guys, varsity players. So, yeah, it's cool.
A lot to look forward to. You guys will see Columbus Catholic. I know there's a lot of history between the two schools and haven't seen each other in football in a little while. But again, it's a North Iowa Cedar League East rivalry coming up on tomorrow night. But let's talk about that game. How's practice been this week? What's everybody's mood like?
I feel like everybody's focused. They're locked in. They don't want the season to end yet. They want to play as long as they, obviously, as long as they can. So, yeah, they're pretty focused.
I know you're a guy that in the past we actually met you doing film for basketball and things like that. So you're kind of one of those guys that sees things from a different perspective. You can see plays unfolding and things like that. What do you think about the offense this year? I know it's a new offense, different from what people are seeing. How has that come along this season? And it seems like the offense is playing their best ball right now.
Yeah, it's coming along good. It's hard. Sorry, I messed up on that. Yeah, it's cool to see the new offense out there, and it's new for everybody because we ran the spread the last few years from middle school to now. So, yeah.
A lot to look forward to on a Friday night. Columbus Catholic and Applington Parkersburg. That's another pair of Falcon football players, Cale Stotler and Caleb Campbell. Guys, wish you the best of luck, and appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you.
Back with more chats with area players here in just a moment on 98.9 KQCR.
Live KQCR sports are supported in part by It's harvest season, so let Kessley Electric help you keep your electric motors going on your dryers, augers, grain bins, and more. They offer parts, repair, and motor replacement at Kessley Electric Motor Service. Recuperate after a procedure or illness in Maple Manor's newly renovated Rehab to Home wing. They take care of everything so you can focus on recovering to get back home. Contact Elizabeth at Maple Manor Village for details. The Peppercorn Pantry, part of Applington's Chocolate Walk and Holiday Open Houses, November 4th through the 6th. The event kicks off that Thursday the 4th with Ladies Night, with Mary Meyer and the gals at the Peppercorn. And do you have aches and pains from fall yard cleanup, field work, or exercise? Doctors Adam Hogestrott and Jason Eller at Parkersburg Chiropractic can help alleviate your issues the natural way. See Parkersburg Chiropractic today.
Back on the Meet the Falcons program on 98.9 KQCR, Jeff Ramin rejoining you from Parkersburg, where we're meeting the AP Falcon football team, 5-3, moving on to the postseason. And we'll now chat with four more members of the team. We'll start out with sophomore Cooper Hoff. Cooper, no stranger to the show, as he was part of that Falcon basketball team that made it to state. Cooper, welcome back, and who are your parents?
Alan Patty Hoff.
Let's talk about this season for you. Just a sophomore, but another year to grow and kind of learn. What have you learned as a football player so far this season?
I think I've learned a lot from the defensive side that I need to play faster as a linebacker. It's different than JV and Frosch playing varsity sometimes with the linebacker and also tackling more low. I think I've learned those two things. And then just to play more physical. I think those three things I've really learned over the year.
Take me through your personal preferences sporting-wise. I know that you're involved in a couple different programs here at AP. Is basketball number one, football, baseball? Where do you kind of stand on all the sports?
I say basketball is probably my favorite. And then probably baseball or football are probably my second favorite. I mean, baseball is kind of might be my second just because it's in the summer, so it always makes it more enjoyable.
Absolutely, and a dynamic athlete here for the Falcons. That's Cooper Hoff. Now we'll chat with Colton Harkin, who is a freshman. Colton, welcome to the show, and who are your parents?
Derek and Jesse Harkin.
And Colton, take me through just being a freshman on this team. You got a lot of guys that are older than you on this team. Who's maybe a senior or a junior that you really look up to?
Joe Johnson. Just they're helping me out in offensive line and defensive line, just making sure I know what to do and make me better as a football player.
Joe's been one of those guys that's a leader on this defense. Who do you think's a big leader on the offense for the Falcons this year?
Probably Carson Torena as a center. He's just making sure everyone's in the right place at the right time on the line, making sure he can make holes for the running backs and fullback.
That's Colton Harkin, and now we'll chat with Tommy Jansen, who is a sophomore. Tommy's also a trench player, center, and defensive tackle, the listed positions here for Tommy, who is a sophomore. And Tommy, who are your parents?
Matt and Sarah Jansen.
I'm sure it's been a fun season to be a part of. Let's talk about kind of the nuts and bolts here. 5 wins, 3 losses. What do you think is one word to describe this Falcon football team?
Determined.
All right, so determined to get a win against Columbus Catholic. What is the overall message this week in practice been from the coaches?
Do your best no matter what you do. Just go to the whistle every time and continue your blocks and stuff.
And personally for you, what does it mean to be a part of this program?
It means a lot that I get to be a part of a playoff team, just to see all the great athletes work as a team and to be a part of this team and the culture.
All right, and now we'll chat with Gabe Mostek, who is a sophomore. Gabe, who are your parents?
Chad and Josie Mostek.
And Gabe, for you, fresh fullback and defensive ends. You've got a couple nasty positions here to play on this Falcon football team. Who's somebody you look up to that might be in your position group, offensively or defensively?
Aiden Junker. He's been a star player for us on the offensive side and defensive side. I look up to his toughness. He gets up fast after every single play, and that's something I really strive to do.
You guys have got a really good defense this year. The offense had the tall order of kind of installing that brand new scheme throughout the offseason. Talk to me about the defense. What really has been like the calling card this year for them? What's made them such a good team and unit for the Falcons?
I think we're just way more physical than we have been in previous years, and our whole team is just actually playing as a team this year, as in other years. We've kind of played as individuals.
Let's talk about you personally. How long have you been playing football? And same question we asked a moment ago, what does it mean to be a part of Falcon football?
I've been playing since 7th grade at middle school, and to be on this team, it just means a lot that I get to look up to all these players and just strive to be better every day with this playoff team.
Another good group of players here for the AP Falcons. We'll be back with more after this brief break. You're listening to 98.9 KQCR.
Sports coverage on the Q is thanks in part to your Pioneer sales rep, Josh Peters at Peters Crop Solutions, your trusted partner wishing all farmers a safe and successful harvest. That's from Peters Crop Solutions of Athleton, with you from the word go. Your local Unity Point Clinic in Parkersburg, where the flu shot is now available. For your annual influenza vaccine, please schedule your appointment by calling Unity Point Clinic, Parkersburg, 346-2331. One deductible is a game changer when it comes to your insurance. See Dennis Jungling, your local Farm Bureau agent, to bundle your home, farm, and vehicles together in a single policy with one deductible for everything. That's at Jungling Farm Bureau in Allison. And from Highview Animal Hospital, see Drs. Tom Pollock and Heather Schneider for fall calf and cow work. And remember, their boarding kennels for the holidays fill up fast. So see Highview Animal Hospital between Appleton and Parkersburg.
Right back with you on 98.9 KQCR on your Thursday night as we meet the Falcons on your Meet the Team program. AP Falcon football 5-3, making their way to the postseason to face off with Columbus Catholic on the road. Got 5 more Falcon football players here right now. We'll start out with chatting with junior Will Stege. And Will, who are your parents?
Nate and Jess Stege.
And Will, you're at that quarterback and cornerback positions here on this football team. What does it mean to you to be a part of this team and get to the playoffs here for the AP Falcons?
It means a lot. I mean, we have a great bunch of guys. We all get together, and I can't wait to see what we can do in the playoffs.
Talk to me about the general mood around the practices throughout the season and or throughout this week, and then also what's the message from the coaching staff ahead of this matchup with the Sailors on Friday?
You know, the practice is very competitive, but again, we're all friends, good buddies, so it's lighthearted, but we still go hard. And the coach is just telling us to go hard and play for your team, play for each other, and we'll get a win.
I know you're a guy that's been here for a while. You're a junior quarterback, which means that you've kind of got the responsibility along with Gavin and the other quarterbacks there to learn this offense. How has it come along throughout the season? I know things early in the season, there were some pre-snap penalties and there was some frustration, things like that. But now it seems like you guys are playing really well and in rhythm.
It's been a little bit of an adjustment, but as we've gotten more confident with our footwork and our halfbacks and fullbacks, we've gotten to know the offense a lot more, and it's working smooth, like you said. So it's going good.
That's Will Stege, and now we'll chat with Devin Bernard. Who is a senior fullback and linebacker. Devin, who are your parents?
My parents are Perry and Adrian.
And for you, Devin, being a senior on this team, I haven't talked to a lot of seniors on the show so far, but you've got a lot of guys underneath you in terms of the classes beneath you, juniors, sophomores, and freshmen. Who's a younger player on this team that you really think is going to take this program to new heights?
I think Jackson Mulder is doing pretty well because he's a bigger kid for a freshman, and he's pretty fast, and he's strong, and he's passionate about this program, and I think that he could go on to do great things.
And I know it might not seem like a big deal now, but being a part of a playoff team as a senior in high school is a pretty big deal. I think you're going to remember that for a nice long time. But what's something you'll really remember about this season from your time so far?
Well, it's being my first season in high school. It's all pretty memorable because I've gotten to know the team and the guys a lot better. And it's just been a really cool experience and all.
AP Falcons now 5-3 on the season, setting their sights on the postseason. That's Devin Bernard, and now we will chat with Connor Kellum, who's a junior on the team. Connor, who are your parents?
Dusty and Alicia Kellum.
And you're a guy that's involved in the trenches up front and on the defensive line, so you got a lot of movement. This offense is based on timing and things like that. What's been the adjustment? What has the adjustment been like this year? And who's somebody you look up to that's in your position group, offensive or defensive line?
The adjustment was pretty new to me. Since last year, I wasn't a lineman and I got put on the line. I like the line a lot better. And for someone I look up to in my position, I think Joe Johnson's a really good player. He's just really aggressive, physical, and yeah, he just gets it done.
And let's talk about this team. You guys have 5 wins and 3 losses. I know the first night of the season, Union Community didn't go the way that you guys wanted it to. 7-point loss. You only had 2 other losses the rest of the season. But of the 3 losses, so Denver, Dyke, New Hartford, and Union, which one of those 3 you think was the best learning experience for the Falcons?
I think the best learning experience we had was probably against Dyke, New Hartford. They're just a really good team, and I think that we just learned a lot from them. Just physical-wise, we could stay with them, so, yeah.
A lot to look forward to this Friday night against Columbus Catholic. We'll now move on. That was just Connor Kellum. We'll now chat with Blaine Luring, who is a junior. And, Blaine, who are your parents?
Chris and Alicia Luring.
And talk to me about the season from your perspective, Blaine. 5 wins, 3 losses. Seems like you guys are playing the best football of the season right now. What's the mood like with the team this week?
I'd say the mood is pretty good, and everyone's mainly just focusing on perfecting what their individual jobs are so that we can work better as a team.
And let's talk about you personally and your football journey. How long have you been playing football, and what does it mean to you to be a part of Falcon football here in AP?
I've been playing tackle football since 7th grade, and it means a lot because my dad was in the team. The culture here has been pretty successful for a long time, and it feels good to get back in the playoff vibe after a few years.
Looking forward to it. Falcon football team looking to make a special run. They'll match up with Columbus Catholic tomorrow night, and you can listen to that game right here on 98.9 KQCR. Now we'll chat with junior Luke Shepherd, and Luke is the kicker here for the Falcons. Luke, appreciate you being on the show, and who are your parents?
Chris and Don Shepherd.
All right, we're going to get some kicker love here. Take a little bit more time with Luke because he's an important guy. So overall, what's your range looking like from field goals these days?
40 is around my max right now.
All right, so continuing to boost that up. And Luke, what's a big memory for you so far this year? What was a big moment that you won't forget?
The comeback from when we were down at halftime at Osage, that was really memorable for me. Like how the guys all rallied together at halftime and came out, scored right away.
Take me through some of your buddies there in the special team unit. I know that kickers and punters have a lot of solo time out there at practice sometimes, but who are some of those guys that stick with you around practice and maybe somebody that's taught you a lot this season?
Gage Johnson sticks around me a lot. He's a freshman. He's really good at kicking. Like, he could easily go, like, to a higher level for kicking. And guys that I look up to, Devin Bernard, he's a senior. He's a punter, and he has a big leg, so I look up to him being able to execute and kick really far.
Luke Shepherd, the kicker here for the Falcons. Guys, we appreciate the time, and best of luck on Friday against the Sailors.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're back with more after this on 98.9 KQCR.
AP
live sports coverage and daily sportscast year-round, brought to you in part by The Mill. Hiring full-time and part-time positions, The Mill at the intersections of Highway 14 and 20 is an equal opportunity employer. And right now, Arby's at The Mill has classic beef and cheddar and roast beef sandwiches, 2 for $6. Dumont Telephone Company. More and more people in Parkersburg have super fast fiber optic internet from Dumont Telephone. Do you? For home or business, you'll love the high-speed, super reliable connection. Contact Dumont Telephone Company today. Iowa State Bank. Wishing all farmers a safe and successful harvest season. From an ag loan to a cup of coffee, they are proud to be a farmer's friend. Iowa State Bank, Clarksville, Kesley, and Parkersburg. And hey, Parkersburg, Third Street Grill is opening next week in downtown Parkersburg. You asked for it, and it's back. Breakfast all day, plus lunch specials. Look for Third Street Grill, opening next week, downtown Parkersburg.
We're back on 98.9 KQCR on your Thursday night, meeting the AP Falcons, Toby Arcoleri, as well as Tate Niemeyer, our guests in this particular segment. We'll start out chatting with Toby, who is a sophomore offensive and defensive lineman. Toby, welcome to the show, and who are your parents?
Jonathan and Michelle Arcoleri.
Take me through this season for you and just your overall kind of history in the sport of football. How special and fun has it been to be a part of this team, and how long have you been playing?
I've been playing football since I can remember. I mean, I've been playing it for a long time. I really enjoy the game. I've been doing a lot of good things in it. It helps me. It's a fun thing for me. So, yeah. This season, I've been doing pretty well. I've been starting varsity, but I went out with a knee injury after the second game, and then I just came back for before playoffs, so I'm excited to play.
Definitely a good time to be back and definitely an important spot. You can never have enough offensive and defensive linemen. Let's talk about the season in terms of games won and games lost. You guys have 5 wins, 3 losses. You're heading to face Columbus Catholic. Of the 5 wins this year, where do you think, of those 5, which game do you think you guys played the best in and would like to replicate moving forward?
I definitely think Osage. That was an under our dog game. We came and we fought hard and we won that game, and it was well-deserved.
You were just a sophomore. You got other offensive linemen here that might be juniors or seniors. I know Carson Troina was one of the big returners for your group, but who's somebody you look forward or look up to that plays your positions on the team?
I definitely, Carson Troina, he's a good player, and I love going up against him because he's good competition. He gets me better, so.
Lot to look forward to this season. That's Toby Arcoleri, who's a sophomore offensive and defensive lineman. Now we'll chat with Tate Niemeyer, familiar name from the baseball team, other sports here at AP. Tate's a sophomore. And Tate, who are your parents?
Joe and Tracy Niemeyer.
And I'm sure it's been a fun season for you as well, getting involved defensive backfield, wide receiver. Who's somebody maybe you look up to on this team that might be a senior?
Keaton Huntinger, but he's actually a junior. But I look up to him because he's got great hands and is very quick at the wide receiver spot, and that's something I want to replicate in my game.
You're just a sophomore, but you got a sophomore quarterback on this team, Gavin Thomas. I think coming in and learning and starting quarterback, whether you're a senior or a junior, is tough, and then being a sophomore and doing it with a new offense is tough also. What do you like out of Gavin so far this year and just the ability he's shown?
I think he's taken on the role very well, and even with the new offense, he's learned everything super quick, and he's run it great for us this whole season, and he's made some big plays for us.
And give me a little bit of an insight, and everybody listening, a little bit of an insight into practice this week. You don't have to share anything about the game plan or anything like that, but what's the mood among the older guys on the team and the starters and just the overall message from the coaching staff?
The big message was perfect, so we're trying to make everything perfect over this week, and the older guys are really focusing on keeping us on track and just making sure everything is crispy and clean, and so that we can go play our best against Columbus on Friday.
Columbus Catholic Sailors hosting AP Friday night, 7 o'clock kickoff. Listen to the game right here on 98.9 KQCR. That is Tate Niemeyer and Toby Arcoleri here joining us. We'll be back with another chat with more Falcon football players after this brief break on 98.9 KQCR.
Sports on the Q is thanks in part to Wood Vision Clinics, a great source for your second, third, or fourth set of eyeglasses. Wood Vision Clinics have a huge selection to meet all your needs. Stop and shop today, Iowa Falls, Parkersburg, and Hampton. Tobage Drainage of Parkersburg, Now that we've had rain, how do your fields drain? If you need farm tile repair, or if you're planning for a project after harvest, contact Kevin at Tobin Drainage of Parkersburg, 319-269-2412. Enjoy delicious burgers, tenderloins, chicken sandwiches, salads, and more at Matt's Grill. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 3:30 p.m. to close. Matt's Grill and Bar, great food, awesome atmosphere, Highway 57 in Parkersburg. And by Campbell Melama, your source for both buying or selling a home or property in the listening area, as well as your insurance coverages. See Campbell Melama Insurance and Real Estate in Parkersburg.
Back on 98.9 KQCR, rejoining you on the Meet the Falcons program as AP has punched their ticket to the postseason. We'll face off with Columbus Catholic tomorrow night. It's a 7 o'clock kickoff. Listen to the game beginning with pregame coverage at 6:15. We got four more Falcon football players here with us now. We'll begin by chatting with the sophomore quarterback, Gavin Thomas. Gavin, who are your parents?
Aaron and Ellie Thomas.
It's great to see you again, Gavin. I know we chatted with you, seems like just yesterday, with the basketball Meet the Team show. Let's start there. How great is it to be in the postseason, two different sports here, and it's just a sophomore?
It's a really good experience for me. I mean, basketball, you know, we made the state tournament, obviously, and football, we're hoping to make a run in the playoffs.
A lot to look forward to. Let's just start there with this team this season coming in. I know week one was frustrating. You guys dropped to Union. Since that time, you guys have played some really good football. I know that the offense and the getting the new system kind of installed and getting all the timing down has kind of been a progression over time. But just some highlights for you this season. What are some big moments you won't forget about 2021?
I really enjoyed the Jessup game. We weren't favored to win that one after dropping our Union game, and it was our homecoming, obviously, and we just came in and we rolled them.
Talk to me about you showing off the wheels. There's been a couple touchdown runs for you where you've beaten a couple guys to the corner, notably Osage. That had to feel pretty good, I think.
Yeah, that felt good just to be able to use my legs in the offense, not just my arm.
Had a lot of good things we heard about you from other teammates so far in the program here tonight. I'll let you kind of talk about some of your teammates. One of them sits right next to you here. Caden Huttinger's been your kind of go-to guy on the offensive side. Where do you kind of find that chemistry with Caden, and what makes him special?
We're just connected. I mean, we hang out outside of school, inside of school. We just have that connection, and we've practiced a lot over the summer together, and that's just kind of where that connection grew and came in.
Lastly, for you, I think it's an important answer here, but let's talk about the overall mood this week in practice of your team. You're the quarterback. You're kind of, whether you choose to or not, kind of one of the guys that makes things go on the offensive side. What's the general mood been like, and the message, and the guys in practice this week?
We just kind of got to keep our energy up, and we knew we had to have a good practice this week, and I think we've accomplished that so far. So I'm really looking forward and confident in heading into the first round of the playoffs.
Sophomore quarterback Gavin Thomas. Now we'll chat with junior wide receiver and cornerback Caden Huttinger. Caden, welcome back to the show. And who are your parents?
Holly and Rick Lane, and Chris and Erica Huttinger.
And let's talk about your season so far. You've got career highs for receiving yardage and touchdowns. I know you've had several big catches, but what win this year of your five so far really stands out to you as just a memorable one this season?
I would say Osage. We obviously didn't think we were going to win since we lost a Union, so like we came in, we were hesitant because we didn't know like what the season was going to hold, because we had a bad loss to Union. So coming in there and winning that game was a big boost for our season.
And let's talk about you playing wide receiver, you playing defense. Do you have a preference there? I know that they have different accolades, and generally on the defensive side, if your name doesn't get called a lot, that's a good thing, but on the offensive side it's the opposite. So where do you prefer to be?
That's a tough question. I like to be on offense. I think scoring touchdowns is a lot better than getting an interception or getting a PBU. But I like them pretty much the same, but I'd say wide receiver is probably my go-to.
Caden Huttinger, the junior wide receiver and defensive back for the Falcons. Now we'll move on over and chat with another member of this group. That's Brady Peters, the junior. Brady, welcome to the show. And who are your parents?
Josh and Lindsay Peters.
Let's talk about this season for you. You're in the trenches, offensive and defensive lines. I know Carson Troina is one of the headline guys that was back. He was one of the only starters back on either side of the ball on the offensive or defensive line. What do you learn from him on a daily basis in practice?
He really pushes me to go harder every practice, and I really just look up to him because he's one of my buddies inside and out of school. So, yeah, he's a big role model for me.
We talked about big wins with a few of these guys so far on the show tonight. You guys have three losses this year. Obviously, we talked about Union a little bit. The other losses, Dyke, New Hartford, and Denver. Of those three games, which one do you think this team learned the most from?
I think we learned the most from Denver because we pretty much were running pretty good throughout the whole game until we started making more mistakes. But during practice, we started to fix them. And I think fixing those mistakes is going to help us throughout the season.
A lot to look forward to. Friday night, Columbus Catholic and AP. Last question here now for Brady Peters. What is the identity of this football team going into the postseason? How's everybody feeling?
I think we're feeling pretty good. Our go-to is just run the ball and shove it down their throats.
Play good defense as well here at AP. And now we'll move on to freshman Jackson Mulder. Mulder listed on the official roster as an offensive lineman and linebacker. Jackson, who are your parents?
Mark and Lacey Mulder.
And let's talk about your season. How long have you been playing football, and what's maybe a highlight of this year for you personally?
One of my highlights of this year is probably getting into some of the varsity games and getting to play with them, just kind of learn from some of those people that obviously know what they're doing, getting to learn that work, our ethic, and all of that from them.
We've asked a little bit about most competitive player on the team so far tonight, but let's go to a different direction. Who do you think is, you could give me two answers here, maybe one offense, one defense, but who's the hardest working player on the team?
I'd say probably Kay Reichert. He is willing to do whatever you want. He's been playing millions of positions this year, everything you want to do, and he always gives whatever he's got to towards it.
A lot to look forward to Friday night. It's going to be AP on the road at Columbus Catholic, the postseason opener. Falcons looking to make a run. Four more members of the team here. That's Jackson Mulder, Caden Huttinger, Gavin Thomas, as well as Brady Peters joining us. Best of luck on Friday night, fellas. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Back with more chats with Falcon football players after this brief break on 98.9 KQ.
Sports on the Q is courtesy of these and other Falcon radio friends. Highway 57 Ford, who reminds you their Blue Oval Service Department services all makes and models of vehicles. Get your car or truck in today for winterization by the team at Highway 57 Ford. Call 346-1026. Innovative Ag Services, farmers stores for all your farm fertilizers, including Fall Applied Anhydrous. They have your LP needs covered too. At Innovative Ag Services, locations in Austinville, Cleves, and Faulkner. And by Harkin Lumber, helping you get your projects done before winter. Plan ahead for your building, remodeling, or repair ideas, and get the supplies you need and a little Harkin know-how from the Harkin Boys in Applington at Harkin Lumber.
We're back on 98.9 KQCR, meeting the AP Falcon football team. Falcons are 5-3 and on their way to the postseason. That'll be tomorrow night at 7 p.m. against Columbus Catholic on the road in Waterloo. Joined by five members of the Falcon football team now. We'll start out by chatting with junior Adam Shipper. And Adam, who are your parents?
Jason and Kathy Shipper.
Welcome back to the show. I know we chatted with you during basketball season. You had a big game Friday night, so congratulations on that. But how does it feel to be in the postseason as a football player here at AP?
It feels great. It's what we've been working for all season, and we knew if we put in the work, we'd be here.
Got a new offense this year. I know you're in an unusual position to a traditional football. Obviously, you got a wingback spot here. A lot of different elements go into the offense, timing, things of that nature. What do you think the big area of growth has been this year for the Falcon offense?
I think we're playing a lot more physical, and in this type of offense, you need to play physical in order to be successful.
And let's talk about your big game on against East Marshall. I know nobody loves to talk about themselves, but it was noticeable you really kind of honed in on a couple things, a big interception on the defensive side of the ball. What all went into to your big game against the Mustangs?
Well, offensively, it was both times I scored. It was offensive line first time, it was a huge hole, and second time I wouldn't have scored if they didn't push me in. Then interception, it was just read the quarterback's eyes, and then great coverage by whoever the corner was to make it easier to make a play.
Good season so far as well for Adam Shipper. Now we'll talk with Jack Eddy, who's caught a couple big touchdowns this year as well. Jack, who are your parents?
Rusty and Julie Eddy.
Let's talk about your teammates this year. I know you're in that tight end wide receiver spot this season. Gavin Thomas, just a sophomore. How impressed have you been with what he's been able to do for the Falcons offensively?
Very well. He's really stepped up for us and made some plays.
Jack, what are you going to remember most about this season? I know that memories continue to be made. If you guys get a win over Columbus Catholic, who knows what goes on from there. But what's a big memory that you'll take away from this year?
Definitely how tight we are. Chemistry's been very high, good, so that's good.
A lot of fun, I'm sure, and a big week of practice. And now we'll talk to one of the offensive and defensive linemen, and that's Dakota Daly, who is a junior. Dakota, welcome to the show, and who are your parents?
Jim and Darcy Daly.
And Dakota, I know last year kind of in a role player role, and now you've got a starting spot on this offensive line. What does it mean to you to be a part of this Falcon offensive line this year and also just be involved with the team in such a successful season?
Last year with COVID, I don't think I was there for the team. And this year, all summer, we've all put in work, and I'm just happy to play for this team.
Talk to me about some of your teammates in the trenches. I know that practice gets a little chippy at times, but who's somebody that's really, really difficult to block on this team?
I think the most difficult person to block is Joe Johnson because he's just so fast and physical, and he's a great scout team player when we need him to be.
Let's talk about defensively. For you, is there a particular game that you feel like you had a really strong performance throughout the entire season?
I think the best game I had was probably against Dyke. I know we lost that game, but if you look at the stats, I thought I did pretty good for myself.
Very tough loss that particular night. Only three losses this season for the Falcons. One of those to rival Dyke New Hartford. We'll move on now to chat with Logan Gulager, who's also on that offensive line this season for the Falcons. Logan, who are your parents?
David Nicole Gulager and the late Amy Gulager.
And obviously, it's been a lot of fun, I'm sure, to be a part of this Falcon football program. You guys have five wins, just three losses. You're on to the postseason. Of the five wins, which one was your favorite and why?
I'd have to say my favorite was probably Jessup. I think we all played very physical. It's just a very good team chemistry. We played very well.
Now let everybody into kind of the general mood this week in the locker room as well as at practice. How's everybody feeling, and what's the message from the coaching staff?
I think we're pretty hyped. We've kind of made a new memo to the trophies in the case. I think the coaches have already pushed us this week, and we're getting off to a good start.
And individual memories for you, is there a particular game or two that really stands out that was very memorable this season?
I have to say Denver. That's probably like the one game I really wanted. I know we lost that, but I know we all focused that game, and it was a tough game, but it just was a fun game.
That's Logan Gulager, one of the offensive linemen as well as linebacker here for the AP Falcons. Now we'll move on to Mr. Competition, Sam Livingood, and is reported to be, again, very, very competitive here among his teammates for the AP Falcons. Sam, welcome back to the show, and who are your parents?
Mark and Melissa Livingood.
It's been a lot of fun to follow along with you this season. Obviously, been one of those backs in the backfield this year that's been able to have a lot of big games. How fun is this to be part of this team, not only in a regular season, but it's your senior year?
Well, yeah, it's fun to play with your brothers, and it's fun to fight and practice every day. And every Friday night, you get to just compete with your brothers.
5-3 is the record for your team this year. What do you think is a really big just area of emphasis this week in practice as to how this team can get better and stay focused ahead of the matchup with Columbus Catholic?
I think our focus this week was just to stay physical and for our line to block low, since that's just what we need to do against them. And they're a good physical team, so we just need to match their intensity. And in practice, we just need to step up, and that's what we've been doing.
Last question for you, Sam. In terms of these backs in the backfield with you, you got a really good group of guys back there. I think it's four total running backs on the team with over 250 yards, very spread out. Just talk about the complement of different options the Falcons have this year.
Oh, you know, it's good to have many options, and Coach and I talked about that, you know, with Adam Shipper at wing back, getting all those yards. You have Garrett and I rotate, obviously, but yeah, Garrett's shifty and good back to have, and Aiden Junker's obviously a strong physical fullback, getting those carries every game, and yeah.
Very strong group this year for the AP Falcons. That rushing attack and the powerful defense of AP giving them a big fighting shot against Columbus Catholic tomorrow night, 7 o'clock the kickoff time. You can listen to that game right here on the Cue. We'll take a brief break. That's another five members of the Falcon football team back after these messages.
Daily sportscast and Falcon coverage sponsored in part by Midwest One Bank, proud to support our community's hometown tour. See Midwest One in Parkersburg for simply better banking and get the personal attention you can, well, bank on. MidwestOne.bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Voss Studio, your home for senior pictures for the graduating class of 2022. Have professional portraits with unique settings, backdrops, and props. Call them today in Austinville or check out the Voss Studio Facebook page. And by the Parkersburg Pharmacy, your home for fall decor, greeting cards for all occasions, and so much more. And the Halloween candy, decorations, and costume accessories are out at your locally owned and operated Parkersburg Pharmacy.
Rejoining you on the Meet the Falcons program on your Thursday night. Jeff Ramin standing by in Parkersburg. We've got five more AP Falcons with us here on the show. We'll start out by chatting with senior number 82, Nash Arcillary. And Nash, welcome to the show. And who are your parents?
My parents are John and Michelle Arcillary.
Talk to me about this season so far for you, Nash. I know that 5-3 is a good record. You guys are on your way to the postseason. How fun is this to be a part of it all and also in your senior year?
It's really awesome because I didn't really get to do much with the COVID and all that, so really having a lot of fun with all these guys out here.
And talk about your history with football. How long have you been playing, and what's your favorite position?
I've been playing since flag football here at AP. My favorite position is probably defensive end.
All right, a lot of fun so far this year for the Falcon defense. Let's talk about that other side. If you like playing defensive end, who's the toughest offensive lineman to go against with a pass rush?
I'd say Joe Johnson.
All right, so Joe kind of has it all figured out offensively and defensively. He's kind of getting a lot of votes as the other way, also a tough guy to block. Now we'll chat with Cale Ryard, and Cale has been all over the field this year, a lot of different positions, selfless football player. And Cale, who are your parents?
My parents are John and Allie Ryard.
And let's start there with kind of your movement around this team. You're a senior. You're a guy that came in with a couple different positions in mind. But what goes into the mentality on a week-to-week basis of just being the guy who can fill in where needed?
I just think do whatever I can to help the team win.
A lot of fun so far for the Falcons. 5-3. I know you've been around football for a while as well. What win this year was your favorite and why?
Probably the Osage win after losing to you in the first round, our first week. It was fun to just bounce back and beat Osage.
And since that time, since that Union loss, obviously you guys 5-2, losses to really good teams in Denver and Dyke, New Hartford. What do you think the identity of the Falcons team is heading into the postseason?
Just to outwork everybody every time, all the time.
AP 5-3 and matching up with Columbus Catholic tomorrow night. Now we'll chat with Cale Schoeneman, who is a sophomore running back and cornerback. Cale, welcome to the show. And who are your parents?
My parents are Maggie and Justin Maiman and Eric Schoeneman.
And I'm sure this season's been a lot of fun for you as well. We talked about the wins a moment ago with Cale, but of those three losses, which one of those losses really taught this team the most, do you think?
I think our loss against Dyke taught our team a lot, me a lot, because we stuck with them really good in the first half and played well pretty much all three quarters, and then that last quarter fell apart. So kind of taught us to play. You got to play all four quarters to win the game.
And that's, I'm sure, one of the messages this week in practice. What's the general mood been like around your brothers playing players on this team, and then also the coaches this week?
We've been really focused on perfecting what we need to do offensive and defensively to put ourselves in the best position to win.
You're a sophomore on this team, so there's a couple classes ahead of you, people to look up to. Who's a senior that is a really good role model for you on the team?
I look up to Sam Livingood a lot. Kind of play the same positions, and he's a really physical and smart player, so I kind of take after him and try to learn from him as much as I can.
Seems like a fun season so far. 5-3, that's Cale Schoeneman. Now we'll chat with Nick Newroth, who is a sophomore wide receiver, has also played safety and a return specialist as well. Nick, welcome to the show, and who are your parents?
Kirk and Suzanne Newroth.
Outside of a tough defensive coordinator this year, has it been a fun season for you?
Yeah, it's been fun even as my coach. I grew up with him, so I've always watched him play high school, so I'm trying to model my game after him, really.
And you've been able to kind of carve out a role for yourself on the defensive side. Do you enjoy playing safety? Is that probably your favorite spot to play?
Yeah, I'd say so. It's like you're almost like the quarterback of the defense. Like you get to call out what our coverage is, and then you just get to see that, like, so many different aspects of the game from that position.
And I know you've got a lot to learn from your brother as well as the coaches, but as far as your teammates go, is there an older teammate on this team that you've really learned a lot from or borrowed a lot from their game this year?
I would say Sam Livingood. He was just, when I had to step in with Adam Shipper being hurt, he just always, like, helped me, guided me with anything I needed help with, because he actually started at my position the first week, and whatever I needed help with, he was right there helping me with anything.
Tough question for you, but what will it take to get a win on Friday night against Columbus Catholic?
I think if we stick together and play hard all four quarters, we will be able to beat them.
Should be a fun game Friday night, Columbus Catholic and Applington Parkersburg. And now we'll talk with junior fullback and linebacker Aiden Junker. Aiden, welcome to the show. Who are your parents?
My parents are Zach and Jenna Junker.
I talked to your mom a while ago about cross country, and I asked if you would like to run cross country. If it wasn't in the same season, she said absolutely not. Is that accurate?
That's very accurate. Long distance running is not my stuff.
You've been able to put a lot of miles on the legs this year, though, nearly 1,000 yards rushing. What's a memory that you'll remember about this year?
My best memory is probably coming back in week 2 and getting a big win over Osage. We really played as one team. All four quarters, we battled against a really good team.
And I'm sure that's something that you guys would like to carry over to the postseason. As far as running back versus linebacker, they're kind of similar positions, obviously a little bit off the line of scrimmage, very physical. Do you have a preference between offense or defense?
I mean, I like running the ball. I like scoring touchdowns, but I think linebacker's probably my favorite position. I love tackling people, hitting people hard.
A lot to look forward to, and it's Columbus Catholic and AP on Friday night. Last question for you, Aiden. What's one word to describe the Falcon football team this year?
Different. It's been our motto all year, all off season, and we're just trying to be different.
Heard that several times. Be different. The Falcons looking to pick up a win over Columbus Catholic in round number 1. Everything will get reseeded between round 1 and round 2. So sky's the limit for AP Falcon football. 5-3 the record. They'll battle the Sailors on Friday night at 7 o'clock. Back in a moment on 98.9 KQCR.
Stand by to receive our transmission.
Broadcasting to all of humanity from radioonthego.com.
I find this scientifically fascinating.
This is North Central Iowa's own 98.9 FM, KQCR Parkersburg, radio on the go.
Live KQCR sports are supported in part by: it's harvest season, so let Kessley Electric help you keep your electric motors going on your dryers, augers, grain bins, and more. They offer parts, repair, and motor replacement at Kessley Electric Motor Service. Recuperate after a procedure or illness in Maple Manor's newly renovated Rehab to Home wing. They take care of everything so you can focus on recovering to get back home. Contact Elizabeth at Maple Manor Village for details. The Peppercorn Pantry, part of Applington's Chocolate Walk and Holiday Open Houses, November 4th through the 6th. The event kicks off that Thursday the 4th with Ladies Night with Mary Meyer and the gals at the Peppercorn. And do you have aches and pains from fall yard cleanup, field work, or exercise? Doctors Adam Hogestrott and Jason Eller at Parkersburg Chiropractic can help alleviate your issues the natural way. See Parkersburg Chiropractic today.
Back with the final group of the AP Falcon football players on your Falcon Meet the Team program. Appreciate you being with us all night long on 98.9 KQCR. Hope to have you listen in tomorrow as well as Columbus Catholic and AP do battle on the gridiron. First round of the high school football playoffs. We're joined by three different Falcons now. We'll talk with Garrett Hempen as well as Niall Peterson. But first we'll chat with Joe Johnson, junior offensive and defensive lineman. And Joe, who are your parents?
My mom is Chris Johnson and my dad is Jeremiah Johnson.
Let's talk about your season, Joe. I talked to a lot of different of your teammates about toughest person to block and toughest person to have kind of interrupt them as a blocker, and you kind of came up a lot in those conversations. What does that mean to you to be kind of considered a leader on the team but also be one of the more feared guys in practice?
It means a lot to me as that is their opinion on me. It just kind of validates everything that I've been doing in the off season and during the season.
Let's talk about what you've been able to do really well this year. A lot of tackles for loss, a lot of quarterback sacks. Is your kind of preference defense or offense, or does it not matter?
It doesn't really matter to me, but I definitely prefer defense.
And it's been fun so far for the Falcon defense. Definitely a strength of this team, the defense and the running game so far. What's a big memory that you'll take away from this season?
A few memories is just the our worst practices, I'd say, are some of my best memories, because we always just get better each time, because we always push each other so much that it's just a great feeling of getting better.
AP Falcons are 5-3 on the season. Now we'll talk with Niall Peterson. And Niall, who are your parents?
Julie Peterson and Dustin Peterson.
And I know you're involved on this offensive and defensive line group as well. Niall, what's a big memory this season from mixing it up with those guys in the trenches?
One of my favorite memories is when I was running to a linebacker against Osage, and I turned around to go block the guy chasing Gavin Thomas. And I missed him, but Gavin still got into the end zone.
It was a fun touchdown run to see. That one, probably the one late in the game, I'd imagine. And Niall, being a part of this offense this year, a lot of it's based on timing. I know early it was a struggle with pre-snap penalties, false starts, things like that, with just the timing and the rhythm of the offense. But it really seems like this offense is starting to kind of figure itself out, and you guys are really putting some points up on the board.
Yeah, I agree a lot with that statement, because we've came together as an O-line, and at the start of the season, we weren't doing too well considering our loss against Union, but now we've came together and figured out what we were supposed to do.
And let's just talk a little bit about this team in general. You guys have the defense. The running game's been there. Hard-nosed is a word that comes to mind, or a phrase that comes to mind. What do you think the identity of this team is ahead of the playoffs?
I think we're a strong team. I think some teams might think that we're not as good as what we are, but I believe we'll show them in the playoffs.
That's Niall Peterson, AP, with a big opportunity in the postseason. They'll match up on the road at Columbus Catholic tomorrow night. Now we'll talk to a familiar face on the Meet the Team shows. That's Garrett Hempen. Garrett, welcome back. And who are your parents?
Jill and Kerr Hempen.
It's always great to talk to you, Garrett. I know you're a multi-sport guy here as well. What's a big memory this season, football-wise, for you?
Probably against some Osage when we were down at halftime. You know, first possession took about 7 minutes out of the third quarter, score, so get three and out, and another long drive and score, and end up winning that game.
You've got a lot of good running backs back there with you, whether it's wing back, fullback, tailback, things like that in this offense. What do you think of that group this year, the four of you that have rushed for over 250 yards each?
Oh, I think it's a great group. You know, we all love the game of football. You know, we all can do several things. You know, Junker's probably more of our power back, and, you know, me and Sam more speed. And then, like, Shipper, he can both do power and speed, and he also gets good blocks for us.
So answer me this question. I know it's always a hot-button debate for running backs, but who's the fastest running back on the team?
I just have to say either me or Sam.
Thought you were going to say either me or me, but that's Garrett Hempen. And Garrett, 5 wins, 3 losses for your team so far this year. Back-to-back wins, Central Springs and East Marshall. Which one of the wins this year do you think you guys put it all together and you'd like to continue that effort into the postseason off of?
Probably Central Springs. You know, our defense did really good first shutout of the season, and then offense, you know, there could have been a couple pieces we did better at, but you know, put up 47 points on the board. You know, that's always a good night.
A lot to look forward to this Friday night. That's tomorrow night. Columbus Catholic in Applington, Parkersburg. Garrett Hempen, Joe Johnson, Niall Peterson, our most recent guests on the show. We'll put a wrap on the show. We chat with head coach Alex Pollock after this brief break. You're listening to Falcon Football on the Meet the Team show on 98.9 KQCR.
Sports coverage on the Q is thanks in part to your pioneer sales rep, Josh Peters at Peters Crop Solutions. your trusted partner, wishing all farmers a safe and successful harvest. That's from Peters Crop Solutions of Athleton, with you from the word go. Your local Unity Point Clinic in Parkersburg, where the flu shot is now available. For your annual influenza vaccine, please schedule your appointment by calling Unity Point Clinic, Parkersburg, 346-2331. One deductible is a game changer when it comes to your insurance. See Dennis Jungling, your local Farm Bureau agent, to bundle your home, farm, and vehicles together in a single policy with one deductible for everything. That's at Jungling Farm Bureau and Allison. And from Highview Animal Hospital, see Drs. Tom Pollock and Heather Schneider for fall calf and cow work. And remember, their boarding kennels for the holidays fill up fast. So see Highview Animal Hospital between Appleton and Parkersburg.
AP live sports coverage and daily sportscast year-round brought to you in part by The Mill. Hiring full-time and part-time positions, The Mill at the intersections of Highway 14 and 20 is an equal opportunity employer. And right now, Arby's at The Mill has classic beef and cheddar and roast beef sandwiches, two for $6. Dumont Telephone Company. More and more people in Parkersburg have super fast fiber optic internet from Dumont Telephone. Do you? For home or business, you'll love the high-speed, super reliable connection. Contact Dumont Telephone Company today. Iowa State Bank, wishing all farmers a safe and successful harvest season. From an ag loan to a cup of coffee, they are proud to be a farmer's friend. Iowa State Bank, Clarksville, Kessley, and Parkersburg. And hey, Parkersburg, Third Street Grill is opening next week in downtown Parkersburg. You ask for it, and it's back. Breakfast all day, plus lunch specials. Look for Third Street Grill, opening next week, downtown Parkersburg.
Back on your Thursday night and on the Meet the Team program of the AP Falcon football team right here on 98.9 KQCR. We're putting a wrap on the show by visiting with the head man himself. That's head coach Alex Pollock in year number 12 with the AP Falcons. Coach, it's always good to get caught up with you. And I first want to go ahead and pass you along a compliment. Really, really solid group of young men this season for AP Falcon football.
Yeah, we really do. You know, when you're the head coach of a football team, I think, you know, the conduct of your team is really important. You know, we're very fortunate this year to have a really good group. I think it's really headlined by our senior class, who are all amazing young men. And then, you know, those guys have done a really good job of leading this group and make sure we're staying on the straight and narrow. And the younger kids are doing a great job of following. So it's been a very fun year so far. Hopefully we've got a lot left, but you know, been very enjoyable, and it's unbelievable that we're sitting here talking about the playoffs already.
I want to pass along a congratulations on that as well. I know 2020 was a weird year. Everyone made the playoffs, so it kind of skews things a little bit as far as how you remember the teams that made it last year and the like. But congrats on getting back. How does it feel for you?
It's good. You know, it's been a lot of work. It's been a tough road to get back here. You know, been a couple years, but all this started back basically after last football season ended. You know, we have a good group returning, and they decided that, you know, we were going to get back to work, and we weren't going to take any days off. And it all started in the weight room. You know, continued over to our speed and agility program in the winter and the summer, and you know, then we really brought it together in the summer with our skills and drills type workouts, where we started installing and implementing all the new stuff. So it's been tough. It's been a lot of work. It's been a lot of hours. We're very thankful for the coaches' wives that allow us to do that. And, you know, just really happy to be back in the playoff situation and, you know, kind of going through this grind.
We'll talk about that matchup with Columbus Catholic here in a minute with you, Coach. First, I just wanted to talk about your team a little bit more. You can't go without mentioning the seniors in a season that's so special. You make it to the postseason with a record of 5-3 in the regular season. Highlight those seniors for everybody out there listening and kind of what they've meant to the foundation of the program each and every year they've been a part of it.
Well, you know, it's not a huge group of seniors, but, you know, what those kids have done, you know, for our program is immeasurable. Great kid, you know, Cale Ryard. You know, when you talk about him, just the sacrifice that he's made, you know, to play basically four different positions since July. I mean, not a lot of kids can do that. Go from being a quarterback to an offensive guard. It's pretty crazy. You know, Sam Livingood has saved his best year for his senior year. Done some great things on the offensive and defensive sides of the ball. Nash Arcilleri, you know, Nash has played his best ball of his career the last couple games. And, you know, he's always been a motor guy, but really, you know, really doing some great things on the field for us. Brody Scanlon, you know, Brody's a fun kid that loves the game of football, you know, loves being around the boys. And, you know, it's fun to see, you know, him kind of go through his senior year, really, you know, being in tune with what's going on and loving the game. And, you know, we've done a really good job of, you know, really making sure that those kids, our seniors, you know, really lead in everything that we do. You know, I'm happy for them. You know, a kid like Devin Bernard, you know, first year coming out, you know, never played, you know, I don't think he's played since junior high, decided to come out this year, and he's made a big impact, you know, on special teams for us. And you know, Logan Gulager was injured in the middle of the season, but has come back strong. He started on the offensive line for us in special teams, and you know, really made a huge impact on that side. You know, we had no idea coming in this year what he was going to be able to do, but you know, really stepped forward, especially towards the end of the year, and had a great senior year. So, you know, all those guys you know, have done a great job for us. They've stuck it out. And they've worked extremely hard to get to where they are and done a great job of leading. So very proud of them. They're a huge part of the reason that we're you know, sitting here in the playoffs talking about this game coming up.
A lot of fun, and the season continues for the AP Falcons, 5-3 on the year. Good group of seniors there. I talked to a lot of your players tonight about highlighting each other. The younger guys asked about older guys that are a mentor for them or somebody that they choose to follow there in their example. And then the older guys, I talked about younger guys that could provide the next step for the program. I want you to, I know you're going to have a postseason wrap up and banquet and things of that nature, but spotlight a couple guys for me that do things the right way for Falcon football this year. Could be from any class, and also just guys that that you think lead by example and kind of emulate what it is to be a Falcon this this season and just for this team this year.
Well, you know, the cool thing is I could probably sit here and talk all day about those types of kids. You know, a great group of kids that has led by example, been very unselfish. You know, I think a kid like, you know, Connor Kellum, a junior, has done a really good job, you know, just being there every day and you know, really going in there when nobody else was volunteering to do it and, you know, being a great scout team kid and then playing hard in the JV games and getting some varsity playing time. I mean, that's what being a Falcon is all about. You know, Dakota Daly is a completely different person than he was a year ago. You know, he's dropped, I would say, probably, you know, 40 pounds or maybe more, really just decided to change who he was as an athlete. And I think because of that, then, you know, he's really, you know, wanted to learn. I think midway through the year, he came and talked to me. He wanted to start on both sides of the ball. And if you had said that a year ago, we kind of would have laughed at you. Like, you know, there's no way he can make it that long. And he's been a huge impact for us this year. You know, we've got a lot. You know, anytime you stick a sophomore quarterback in the game, you know, Gavin Thomas has done an excellent job of leading. You know, he's been through some big games with basketball, you know, and run down to the state track meet. So he's you know, been in the bright lights and he continues to do some great things. So I think, you know, I think the future is extremely bright, you know, with the type of kids that we have. And I think they're willing to be really unselfish and do whatever the team asks of them. And that's what the fun part is about our team and about a lot of people in our community is that, you know, we're all in it together and we're trying to get back to where we feel like we need to be. And so I think the future is extremely bright in that regard.
AP Falcon football, the immediate future means playoffs. Tomorrow night, Falcon football will match up against Columbus Catholic on the road in Waterloo. Coach, last question and a comment from you on the show will be about the Sailors. Just a brief comment on the Sailors, and then let me get your keys to a Falcon football win tomorrow night.
Well, obviously, you know, they're a very good team. I think the two games that they've lost, they've had a lead, you know, pretty late in the game, so they're really close to being undefeated. You know, athletes all over the field. Starts with their quarterback, Gallagher. He's a really good athlete. Does it all for them. And then just defensively, I mean, they're big. They're really big up front. and it allows their linebackers to run a little bit. So that, I mean, that's a challenge. It's, you know, we're not very big, and we have to get off the ball. So I think if you had to, you know, if I had to nail down a couple of keys to win, I think you know, up front we've got to be more physical than them, and that's, you know, that's very doable just because it, you know, to me physicality is an attitude, and so you know, we've got to be more physical and limit our mental errors. And I think, you know, another aspect I think would be special teams. We've got to be really good on special teams to you know, get ahead in the field position battle. So those are some pretty big keys. I think we're capable of it, and if we do that, you know, we're going to be in a position to win the game. So I think our kids are ready, and you know, we're just looking forward to Friday.
Looking forward to it as well, Coach. That's head coach Alex Pollock. Can't say enough again, Coach, for a big thank you for letting us put the show together. It's been fun to follow you guys all season so far. Hope it continues beyond tomorrow night, and wish you the best of luck against the Sailors.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Jeff.
That's head coach Alex Pollock of the AP Falcons. We'll back to wrap up the Meet the Team program after this brief break. You're listening to the Meet the Falcons program on 98.9 KQCR.
Sports on the Q is thanks in part to Wood Vision Clinics, a great source for your second, third, or fourth set of eyeglasses. Wood Vision Clinics have a huge selection to meet all your needs. Stop and shop today, Iowa Falls, Parkersburg, and Hampton. Tobage Drainage of Parkersburg. Now that we've had rain, how do your fields drain? If you need farm tile repair, or if you're planning for a project after harvest, contact Kevin at Tobin Drainage of Parkersburg, 319-269-2412. Enjoy delicious burgers, tenderloins, chicken sandwiches, salads, and more at Matt's Grill. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 3:30 p.m. to close. Matt's Grill and Bar, great food, awesome atmosphere, Highway 57 in Parkersburg. And by Campbell Melama, your source for both buying or selling a home or property in the listening area, as well as your insurance coverages. See Campbell Melama Insurance and Real Estate in Parkersburg.
Sports on the Q is courtesy of these and other Falcon Radio friends. Highway 57 Ford, who reminds you their Blue Oval Service Department services all makes and models of vehicles. Get your car or truck in today for winterization by the team at Highway 57 Ford. Call 346-1026. Innovative Ag Services, farmers' stores for all your farm fertilizers, including fall applied anhydrous. They have your LP needs covered too. At Innovative Ag Services, locations in Austinville, Cleves, and Faulkner. And by Harkin Lumber, helping you get your projects done before winter. Plan ahead for your building, remodeling, or repair ideas, and get the supplies you need and a little Harkin know-how from the Harkin Boys in Applington at Harkin Lumber.
That'll put a wrap on the AP Falcon Meet the Team show tonight. Want to extend a special thank you to all of the players, coaches, and staff there at AP for making it all possible to visit with the team in such a busy and hectic week around the program and around the school. Of course, the volleyball team also involved in postseason action this week. Special thanks to head coach Alex Pollock as well for putting it all together with us here on 98.9 KQCR. I'm your host, Jeff Ramin, saying so long, but first, want to go ahead and plug the ability to listen to this back online in case you missed any of the show you'd like to hear or would like to hear it again or share with a friend or family member. This will be available to stream very shortly online at radioonthego.com under the Listen Sports tab. Again, that's radioonthego.com under the Listen Sports tab. And we'll also be with you tomorrow night to bring you coverage of AP Falcon football on the road at Columbus Catholic. It's the postseason opener, win or go home. The Falcons are 5-3, and the Columbus Catholic Sailors are 6-2. 7 o'clock the kickoff time, 6:15 pregame coverage tomorrow from Waterloo. And we will talk to you then. Thanks for listening to the Meet the AP Falcon football program right here on 98.9 KQCR.